A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The Square Ball Podcast.
Hello and welcome to the show that is brought to you with Levi Solicitors. 15% discount on three things, which are, Michael and Rob, you know this off by heart now.
Will's conveyancing and probate.
Will's conveyancing and probate.
Didn't you rob a looking, did I?
Thank three you very now. Much.
saved, Rob. Yes, 10% discount on your legal fees, 15% on those things until the end of January 2023. LeviSolicitors.co.uk/thesquareball. For details on that, Dan here with Michael and Rob, as we do, is it the weekly show? Sort of carved into two. We're just doing this on the hoof, aren't we, really?
Yeah, it's all a bit post-Christmas, isn't it? And then there's been an extra game and stuff. So yeah, we'll call it the weekly show.
The weekly show part two, because we had the weekly show part one ahead of West Ham, which was the West Ham preview. We'll preview Cardiff in this game, in this show, sorry, and just catch up on other stuff that's been happening. So let's get into that then, shall we? What has been happening?
An exciting new takeover rumour.
That is exciting.
Which is probably bollocks.
Well, it is bollocks.
Yeah, the Daily Mail were reporting that there is a Middle Eastern buyer interested.
Yeah.
They may scupper the 49ers' plans, even though it seems to be pretty much agreed.
It's sort of like an annual news story, this, isn't it? Kind of happens where, I mean, often it's Rad Rezani himself doing an interview, but this time there is no official quotes from Rad. But, you know, given what he said about agreeing to sell Rafinha to Chelsea, and he says, for me it was done, and when I have a deal, my word is my word. I felt ashamed to go back and change my position. So,
I mean, this won't be him just trying to bump the price up, would it? Of course not.
God, no.
He said, the article says there is nothing to stop a third party from entering the race, but there is, isn't there?
49ers could stop that, couldn't they?
Because there's an agreement.
Yeah, and they own, what, 44? Anyway,
unless they wanted to sell their bit as well.
Oh, we know what's going on, don't we? Who knows?
Yeah, it's probably nothing.
I mean, it is bollocks, isn't it?
Probably. I think, Rad Rezani was in, he was in Qatar, wasn't he? So, sat with his PSG mate and all that stuff.
Oh, please be my friend. Please be my friend.
So there's all that stuff going on in there.
Please be my friend. he doesn't sound like that.
No, he doesn't. No, he doesn't.
That was me acting.
How does he sound?
Let's move on. Hey! I could only do stereotypical Italian, and given the slight wrinkles about the songs about Willy Nonto, probably best not to go there.
I don't think the Italian bit is the problem with that song.
No, in truth.
Yeah, let's not do that song.
Can we do better than that? What is it about teenage boys' penises that you find uncomfortable singing about?
I just like to talk about it in my own home, not in a football stadium.
Right.
That's the thing. Yeah, I mean, I know he's not said anything yet, but the club have obviously tried to guide people towards a different version. And other footballers have said, don't sing about my penis, please.
Yeah.
It's kind of some bad stereotypes and whatnot. So I think it's just easier not to.
He eats spaghetti, drinks Moretti. He fucking hates Chelsea.
He's better than Messi, I saw as a proposed option as well.
That's a good one.
Yeah. Hopefully it'll find its own way through that one.
I don't want him to have to come out and say, please don't do this.
It's just a bit embarrassing for him, wouldn't it?
He's already having to take on the responsibility of kind of being our main attacking output about a month after we signed him and at the age of 19.
Is Willy Nonto the most mature grown-up person at the entire football club?
I think he actually is.
He might be, mightn't he?
Yeah, I feel there's too much on him already. So,
because we do
Jesse, he's almost certainly tapping him up for tactical advice,
for life advice.
Given he did with a 16-year-old Tyler Adams, he's kind of Willie. I always turn to the youngest person in the team to ask what we should do.
I was going to say, do you think?
So I always do it like my 11-year-old. I always ask him about mortgage advice.
It's now sort of the reverse of that video of Mash meeting Nonto and be like, oh, you speak good English. It's Nonto walking into a room and go, oh, Jesse, you do some football coaching, do you?
doing your tactics, are you?
Well, Wilf would have been our man of the match, wasn't he? Our TSB Plus members give us their player ratings, which we've kind of allowed just to quietly die a death over the Christmas holidays. But we are here, we are keeping track of it and listening to your feedback as well. And they scored, Wilf Nonto, 8.43 out of 10, the average score of all the ratings collated, which is pretty good. Poor Brendan didn't have the best time. He scored lowest. We won't embarrass him by telling everyone his score was 3.79. But the man of the match was, surprise, surprise, Matthijs Glik. 8.69 out of 10, the average. Was he that good? Or is this just a bloody sympathy vote?
I mean, yeah, he was fine. He was probably not better than Nonto was the other night, but I think we've got to, we'll allow him this.
Yeah,
absolutely. It won't impact Willy Nonto's Player of the Year award, which probably is currently on for. I mean, yes. early like front runners for that. Brendan Aaronson was in there, wasn't he? Mm. I think in the early stages, but this his score of, we'll say under 4, is not going to.
Though it won't embarrass him by saying what it was.
Has not helped, has it? In this, although did get an assist.
No, bless him. Bless him. He'll be all right, though. Well, Brendan, he just needs to find his form again, doesn't he? But yeah, Clicky.
Be bombed out. That's what he needs for a bit.
On his way. We're going to do an extra ball, aren't we? A sort of more extended talk on Matthijs Glik.
Yeah.
But I'm going to miss him. And we spoke about him a bit on the Phil Hayes show as well. We did a section on that, didn't we? On there, which is out on Friday, 6th of January. So check that out. But yeah, I'll miss it. I'll miss Matthijs Glik, the person, as well as the footballer, I think. I said to somebody via text, he feels like my mate, even though I've never met him.
Mm.
You know, I've only ever been a football stadium's distance away from him, but I feel like I know him.
We were just saying that we all struggled to get sleep after that game, which I often do, in fairness, with a night game. But it was completely self-inflicted in this, because I was just reading through people's comments on Clicky stuff and going, oh God,
yeah,
why does he have to leave?
And then my phone just kept vibrating because people were messaging me about Click as well. Mm. Like, everyone just sort of wanted to share the grief. I've written about him for the blog, which has been published this morning, and I felt all right writing it. And then afterwards, I found myself listening to The Beautiful South a lot, and I felt like at any moment I thought I might cry.
Are you a middle-aged person, Rob? Really?
Well, you had to put the song on, didn't you? And then I wish I hadn't.
Yeah, I felt sadder having got home and read his letter, and also I could tell in the ground he was upset. But until I saw a close-up of him, you didn't realise quite how upset. And he was really upset.
Yeah,
I think I found that nice in a way. But because I suppose sometimes when footballers leave, you form an attachment to them, but you're never sure how one way it is, are you? Like, you can absolutely love a player, and then sometimes they just get sold and they never talk about Leeds again and seem like they weren't actually that arse. And you think, did it mean anything at all to you? Whereas it was nice to see that it meant something to Click, I think.
Also the fact, you know, it is ultimately his decision to leave, but you can see how much it hurts him and how much it means, and what it means for him to make that decision, yeah, like, and how much it must hurt him not to have played this season, the fact that he is taking this decision.
Mm.
It did add to the sadness of it.
I think, yeah, my experience of the goodbye in the stadium was, I found it quite emotional at the time, but it almost kind of transcended everything. I found myself in there just thought, it's really nice that we've just had him and we had this thing and we had this time. I found myself sort of thankful for him being there and experiencing the Bielsa era, and then kind of bounced down here into doing the match ball afterwards, and probably didn't give full weight into the actual goodbye experience, because I was just thinking more about sort of the wider historical context, if that makes sense. In the sense that, as I was saying on the match ball, like, often goodbyes in football, whether it's managers, players, or whatever, you often don't get a chance to say goodbye properly. More often than not, it's just so-and-so's gone at the end of the contract, or the transfer window has come up and they just disappear one day.
Mm.
So it was nice to have a moment, because I know you thought they kind of fudged it a little bit. It was a bit messy around full time, wasn't it? And yeah, it was. It wasn't perfect, but I'm glad I was there to say goodbye to him. But I also appreciate that other people didn't get the same chance.
Yeah, I think it was nice to see what a hugely popular bloke he obviously is as well. Like, everyone, I know these teammates rarely say, "Glad to see the back of that dickhead," but it's all very genuine. I think all the stuff that of teammates all saying, you know, how much they're going to miss him and what a good bloke he is and how much he's clearly going to miss them as well. So it's obviously a mutual thing, and yeah, it's end of an era stuff.
It is.
There's not much of it left, is there?
So there was that photo that was doing the rounds on Twitter, which was of all the remaining players in colour, but all the ones who are no longer here in black and white, and that includes like Bielsa, all his staff, you know, Ben White's on there. And there's only, I had 7 of them left or something like that.
Now. I was wondering, like, what Luke Ayling and Liam Cooper must have been thinking as Click's like walking off the pitch crying, especially Ayling when he's, what, 6 months and his contract's up. He must be thinking, like, fuck, that could be me soon. Like,
and I suspect deep down he knows it probably is.
And that is very, that's really sad as well.
Yeah, it is. It's going to be really hard saying goodbye to that era. But I mean, I was kind of having a bit of fun with it on the match ball, so, you know, talking about the transience of it all. But it is, isn't it? Football is transient, and we're still here long after these players come and go. But as I said on the Phil Hayes show, like, that team is one of the few groups of players who across the entire 104 years of Leeds United history, it'll be this year, that have actually achieved something for the club where we'll remember them forever. You know, so few teams have actually done anything, like, and therefore a body of players that is maybe 100 strong at best or something like that. Out of all the players that have played, they're the ones that we'll remember that did stuff for us, and we were there to see it. And they're also bloody likeable, aren't they?
And a team that actually stayed together, because the standard thing for every season, more or less, after relegation from the Premier League, and even before that, was that you'd, every summer, it was an ever-changing cast. You'd, 7 or 8 would leave, 7 or 8 would come in. There was no continuity between seasons, was there? Whereas this was, we came to be like reliable. It's like, oh, we've got a click in midfield, Ayling at right back, Cooper at centre back. It was a known quantity as our team for a little while. Whereas it does feel like this season is transitioning more into, well, there's 5 or 6 new first team regulars going to be coming in. So we'll have to get used to them.
Yeah, and probably a different emotional centre to the dressing room as well, as that old guard gradually moves away. You've got the newer ones who are coming in, which is going to change that dressing room dynamic, isn't it? And then there was a photo, I don't know if it was of this week, of like Click going out for dinner maybe in the last couple of days to say goodbye to his teammates, but it was the old guard. You know, Forshaw was there and Ayling and stuff, and there's only sort of Robin Cock out of the newer players who was in the photo. So you wonder if maybe, like I said, their dressing room has just sort of changed and evolved, and what that'll look like in another 12 months, another 2 years or whatever. But
probably a weird first week for Max Verber coming in as well, but everyone kind of in tears and saying goodbye. He's just like,
yeah. Victor's,
see you later, mate. It was nice to meet you.
Victor's shown him the video of the fans and stuff that apparently he's got, hasn't he, the presentation of how brilliant it all is, and everyone's in tears and furious. What are you doing, you wankers? Probably worth adding that we exchanged messages with Matthias Click just on Twitter, because he followed us, and just to say thanks and goodbye. There's no great revelation in there at all, just some nice thank you, Matthias.
I don't believe the stuff he said about Jesse Marshall. No, he didn't.
Scorching, wasn't it? But he did say, we asked him if he fancied coming on the show as well, and he said he will do when he comes back to the UK.
So, which is never.
So that's an exclusive for you there. Yeah.
It would be great to have him on. I think Clicky, actually, knowing the sort of personality, is a bit of time probably would actually create a better interview when he doesn't feel quite
so emotional,
so attached, and you know, when you can talk about things with a bit of time.
Distance, having passed. Yeah. Absolutely.
But it'd be great to get him on.
It would be, yeah. And you know, I'm sort of aware that he may have said that, whether I've been just being polite or whatever, or caught up in the emotion, but we will ask him about it when we find out when he's back over, because it would be amazing to get him on, wouldn't it? And because Berardi did it, so we've got an example there of a former player who's done it, so hopefully he will do it. But yeah, look out for the Clicky special over on the Extra Ball. What do you reckon Max Verber's made of his first week, Rob?
I mean, I can't remember what I was saying on the Match Ball or not, but I was kind of intrigued to see whether we were reuniting him with his former boss just in time for it, to see us try and hound him out, basically. But I don't know. I wrote about him on the blog as well. And I do think Phil said it, didn't he, on the Phil Hay show, that he does look a bit more left-backy than Pascal Strauch. But then, I don't know, let's wait to see him play. There's a video of him on RB Salzburg's YouTube channel playing a game with Rasmus Christensen, his neighbour at Ajax and at Salzburg, and now in Leeds. And I can tell you that he drives slower and more sensible than Rasmus Christensen, which it's that sort of sensible nature I like in a defender. I think it's a good sign.
He looks sensible.
Yeah, he does. I think, yeah, and one of the questions is who's the more intelligent, and Rasmus immediately goes, yeah, Max is.
we have been linked to another left back, haven't we? The kid at AZ Alkmaar. Is it Milos Kerkez? I don't want to pronounce it wrong, but I inevitably will. Who's the Hungarian left back, somewhere in the 15 to 20 million bracket. Another youth, but a full international and an accomplished player, would definitely fit the kind of Orta model if you went for someone like that, if they did want to go at it a bit more in this transfer window. You did say, Michael, sign all the left backs and all the midfielders. So if they do sign all the left backs,
well, it's left midfielder go, so we need at least three.
Right. Three midfielders, another couple of left backs.
That should do it.
Just to make sure.
And two or three more strikers.
Yes.
I mean, like, a left back for the 21s might be a good idea, because they're still without one. Unless we're going to make Verber play there as well.
Yeah, I'll send Paul Pascal back there.
No, we can't do that to him. Not the big sexy pirate. Do you want another left back?
Yeah.
Keep him coming.
We probably need to get rid of one first though, don't we?
Which one are you thinking? Well,
maybe one that's arrived for a fairly big fee and is a high earner.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's looking quite expensive for an under 21s left back, isn't he? Old junior.
Yeah, it's funny, isn't it? As you sort of, your humanity clashes with your ideas as a football fan, in that, as I've got older and softer, my empathy levels have kind of gone up for other people, and I don't want Junior Firpo to be unhappy.
Mine have too, but it's amazing how quickly they evaporate when I see him standing really square as a winger runs at him. And I'm like, no, he's going down the outside again.
I was just going to say, yeah. But ask me about that when I'm stood in Ellen Road, pissed off when he's caught massively out of position again. Go, Junior, what are you doing?
He's going to knock it past you. Fucking turn.
He's done it. He's done it. And by the time you've externalised it, he's done it. So let's just hope he can find happiness wherever he goes next.
Yeah. Well, you know, he's still here, isn't he, for 2 years?
For now.
Till the inevitable loan back to Spain.
21's are back in action without a left back. Is that Friday evening?
That's this evening, yes.
This evening, yes.
Against Nottingham Forest, who we beat them 5-1 earlier in the year. And it was that game that made Alfie McAlmont play left back, which felt really mean because it feels like Alfie McAlmont, we should sort of set him free to be a footballer somewhere else. And he doesn't even particularly play for the 21s. And it was like, can you just fill in this position you've probably never played in? I think he actually scored a really good goal in that game.
He did score it.
I seem to remember, was that the game where their keeper looks like he'd never actually played in goal before?
That's right, yeah. They took the lead and then he just went a bit crazy, didn't he? And gifted us loads of goals.
One of the old Peacock Farrell clan.
Yes, indeed. Moscow shared a picture, I think it was it from Bailey's Instagram, where him and Bailey and Felix Wiedwald had somehow met again. Wow.
For counselling, was it?
There was a Paul Rahubka just off camera.
The way this football club takes people in and chews it up and spits them out, and I'm thinking, you know, fans, managers, players as well, it wouldn't be surprising at all. Bloody hell.
I mean, that's basically what this is, isn't it? We just get to come in here and talk about how we're feeling.
Therapy, yes, absolutely, absolutely. Are we going to win in the 21s, Rob? You keep a closer eye on them than...
I will say yes, albeit I suppose with Cardiff at the weekend, there might be some clues into if there are going to be any 21s involved in the team tonight. But yeah, the 21s have been doing well this season, haven't we? Are we top?
Yes, we are top.
And the fourth, but again, the 5-1 sort of suggests we should.
But yeah, I think I'm kind of hoping some of the under-21s might get a game against Cardiff. So, and some of the under-21s are our best players, so they won't be played.
They play at Notts County, don't they? Notts Forest Borough, Notts County's stadium. Notts Forest, yes. Absolutely.
As they like to be called.
Earlier this year, the good folks at Boxed kept 100 Leeds fans fed and watered for 4 days to give us the energy to complete our 92-mile charity walk. These days, of course, the focus is on conserving energy and minimising waste. And Boxed have been sharing their tips to use your heating system as efficiently as possible to help keep your energy bills down. Upgrading to a new, more efficient boiler and using a Google Nest Learning thermostat could save you up to £1,150 a year. And upgrading your boiler to a brand new A-rated one couldn't be easier. Installations carried out by an expert qualified installer and included in the price. And 0% finance is available, subject to the relevant checks, of course. You'll get a fixed, fair price in just 90 seconds with Boxed. And as a listener to this show, you can save an additional £50 on your online quote by using the code TSB50. You don't have to walk 92 miles to do it. Just grab your phone, head to boxed.co.uk, that's boxt.co.uk, and use that code TSB50 to upgrade your boiler and save money now.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
With reference to Cardiff then, let's get into that then, shall we? They're terrible, which is a great time to play them.
They are terrible.
They are so beneath us now that I've not even bothered to check where they are in the league table. So I'm going to look at that right now. Talk to me about Cardiff while I look at the league table.
I was going to say the good news is they've not won since Bonfire Night. The bad news is neither have we.
Yeah, but they played more because they came back on the 10th of December, didn't they, in the Championship. So they've, since their season has resumed, they've drawn four, lost one.
Did you see the rumours over who might be taking over as manager this week?
Oh, no.
Neil Warnock.
Oh, really?
Imagine that. Imagine going from... Did they go from Warnock to Neil Harris to Steve Morrison? And now it's Mark Hudson.
That's just a really hateful sequence of events.
You'd just give up, wouldn't you? But
I feel like we've probably got previous with Mark Hudson as well. Because he's played at Cardiff and Huddersfield, hasn't he?
So. Yeah, we probably hate him for some reason. But
I can't remember anything specific, but he's probably scored against us at some point.
He's not doing a particularly good job. And there's been talk that, yeah, they might get Warnock back in, which Hudson has denied. And it's a very good quote, actually. I spoke to the chairman yesterday and was told there were rumours. 100% it's not Neil Warnock in that respect, which is not, I'm not going to lose my job. It's just, I'm not going to lose my job to Neil Warnock.
I'm just looking at these lot. Yeah, I'm looking at the table in the Championship. Minus goal difference and 2 points off the relegation zone, these losers. Imagine that. Chumps.
Yeah.
And they've...
How many goals have they scored?
They have scored 20 goals.
How many points have they got?
28. Different though in the Championship.
Oh, is it? Oh, okay.
There's more teams, you clown. So you play more games,
I suppose.
So it doesn't correlate, doesn't track the same. What Michael's referring to here, by
no,
the way.
No, you get more goals, you get more points, more games. More games, more goals, more points.
But yeah, it doesn't track in the Championship. It's a different league.
I like how you briefly fell for that, Michael. Oh, yeah, fair enough.
It's the Premier League.
Thinking, no, he's talking bollocks.
The Premier League does track differently. Although, Burnley at the top have scored 52 goals, 56 points, so it's not a million miles off.
Okay.
But let me just pick something else that backs up my example. Middlesbrough in fifth scored 41, 39 points. And another one, Sunderland in eighth, 38 scored, 38 points.
This is where you can, those weird correlations where you can like track Bruce Springsteen chart position with like the GDP of Nigeria or something, where you can overlay these things.
I'm only choosing the ones that suit my argument, but it does, apparently it does track roughly by the end of the season. I'll not be told otherwise because I saw PowerPoints and things and spreadsheets.
On Bruce Springsteen, a little aside, a friend of mine works in Crash Records in Leeds and said Tyler Adams was in the shop yesterday and he bought Pink Floyd, Bruce Springsteen and Wu-Tang Clan, which is quite the mix.
Eclectic.
I like Springsteen, grew up on Springsteen.
Okay, well, good for him. What was he buying him on? CD, vinyl?
Vinyl, I think. I didn't actually ask.
He's staying then if he's buying vinyl. That's what I'm taking. I'm going to be moving boxes of vinyl.
No, we are clearing out my...
Though I dare say footballers don't do their own removals. He's probably not sticking in a transit van and driving to PSG.
I've had my vinyl going back to DJ days. I mean, like these vinyl that were first bought in the mid to late 90s that are in my daughter's bedroom. Apparently she wants the space back now.
Selfish.
Now she's become a teenager.
The mini discs are all right. They're put neatly in a cupboard. Those.
They're in the loft of the mini discs. Cardiff, drawn, lost their last five.
We just can't be optimistic about Cardiff, can we? Because they do beat us all the time. I was looking back because you know these things. You think, is this in my head that we always lose to them? But actually, the record's not that bad,
right?
You know, I've been damaged by some bad experiences, but actually, we tend to hold our own, but we don't against Cardiff since the FA Cup defeat that sparked all of our downfall, etc. We've played them 23 times and we've won 3.
Yeah.
That's bad.
There's also the record of, was it in the late 50s and early 60s we drew the FA Cup third round, it was away at Cardiff for 3 years on the spin and I think we lost every game 2-1 or something. It's just a weird place that we shouldn't have to deal with.
Yeah. And even the last time we played, even the last two games in fact are both profoundly traumatic as well, because it was the game when we came back from the COVID break and Forshaw had said we were going to piss the league. We went to Cardiff and lost 2-0 and it was like, oh,
the dream's dying.
It's like, we are still in a strong position, aren't we? We never get anything at Cardiff.
That feeling was awful. That long run up and the God, just the sense of trauma of getting through the break and not knowing when it was ever going to come back. And then it came back and you thought, thank God we've got something normal to cling on to. And it was fucking Cardiff.
Did we lose again that season? We didn't, did we? No. So we came back with a defeat, but you're like, oh, that's it. Breaks fucked us.
Yeah. Did we draw the next game as well, maybe? And it was like, oh, no, it's happening.
Like, oh, no. Oh, no.
Yeah, and the previous game earlier in the season was the one where we were 3 up against Cardiff, absolutely cruising. And then even with a man down to 10 men, they managed to equalise.
We brought on some chump at centre-half, didn't we?
Yeah, some some big sexy pirate fella came on and
was that his debut, was it?
I don't know if it was his debut. It was certainly one of his earliest games, if not his debut.
Yeah, I'm just looking at the results, by the way. Yeah, so we lost at Cardiff. That was 2-0 on the 21st of June. Imagine playing football on the 21st of June. That's mad, isn't it? And then we won every other game in the run-in, apart from the Luton game, two games after that, which was that awful bloody one-all draw at Elland Road, which I think the only person in Elland Road who enjoyed it was probably Angus Kinnear, getting the most diplomatic of results possible there.
Celebrating.
But we beat Fulham 3-0, then it was Blackburn 3-1, 5-0 against Stoke. Beat Swansea, do you remember that one? Then Barnsley.
Yeah, just about, yeah.
Terrible, Derby, Charlton, yeah. That was nice, wasn't it, in the end?
But yeah, so we're right to be scared of Cardiff, because it's a dreadful place.
But we're a big, dreadful Premier League behemoth now, aren't we?
As we were in 2002. No, we are. We should beat them. They do look very... I know a few years have passed, but it's not a very Cardiff-looking team. I was looking at their last starting 11 and basically don't reckon... There's no Cardiff bastards there. I fully expect them to have like Kenneth Zahori up front or someone, or Lee Tomlin or someone in midfield who I can recognise.
Some horrible shithouse.
Yeah. Whereas actually I look at this team and I go, all right, don't know most of these.
There is Callum O'Dowd. That was the Dan James alternative, wasn't it, that January when...
was it Bristol?
Yeah. And I'd never heard of him, but it was like, oh, maybe this will do. And then obviously... It never happened anyway, because we signed Dan James.
Who's the guy who's the centre-half there? He's got a two-letter surname, NG. I don't know how to pronounce that. Show him ignorance here. But that has got to be the shortest
Rob,
name.
Rob, how would you say that?
Got to be the shortest name in football, that, isn't it? If that's not a typo, bloody hell.
Yeah, I mean, Rawls was there, wasn't he? I'm sure he was there before. But yeah, other than that, I feel like we're free of some baggage there.
Allsop in goal. Is he related to Kirsty Allsop? Of the TV house moving fame?
Probably, yes. And
G. White, in relation to Chris White of 1991-92 league winning fame?
Why is Sean Morrison not in their team anymore? That's what I want to know. Yes.
Who's the striker I'm trying to think of that may have had a brush with the law? And may, I don't even know if he played for Cardiff, but he's the sort of striker.
Let's not speculate and get this wrong.
Yeah, this sort of striker that I imagine played for Cardiff.
I know who you mean. I think he ended up being mysteriously released from his contract.
I don't know if we're thinking of the same person.
Oh,
here.
Okay.
Okay. Never mind.
I'll tell you what. But, yeah. Let's not guess.
Should there some names in?
No. Let's not do that.
Let's
look at their strengths and weaknesses. What do they do? What do they do, Michael? Come on.
Are we still Gary Medine.
Even though
that's who I'm thinking.
Gary
of,
Medine.
Yes.
That's who you're thinking.
What
of.
Did he do?
Assaulted let's, someone.
And is that yeah. confirmed? Is
confirmed.
That confirmed?
Yep.
Good.
I think he. Yeah, he did it. Look at his face, for God's sake.
Let's
right, Rob, you go through what we're good at, and I'll just...
just double check us from a legal perspective. Do get in touch with Levi's solicitors, by the way, if you have any doubts about your legal position on anything.
It's fine. Gary Medine jailed for 18 months following nightclub assault charges.
I was going to say thank God, but I didn't mean it in the sense that I'm pleased that happened. I'm just pleased that we were correct.
Did he ever play for Cardiff?
He did.
Oh, right.
No, I'm certain he did.
Good.
I think he might have scored against us once.
Right, strength.
I would hate to libel him by saying he once played for Cardiff.
Strengths, counter-attacks, defending set pieces, stealing the ball from opposition. Weaknesses, avoiding offside, aerial duels, finishing scoring chances. Going to be a walk in the park, isn't it?
Yeah, should be. what sort of a team will we play? That's going to be the most interesting bit. Because Jesse can't really afford to lose this.
No, and Phil was saying on the Phil Hayes show, wasn't he, on the Friday edition, that he felt like Jesse had to play quite a strong team against Cardiff, because we can't really afford to just go out with a whimper at the minute. It's just not going to look good. Cardiff, on the other hand, supposed to have, I don't know if this is just one of those kind of pre-match red herring things, but they're supposed to be getting ravaged by illness. Up to six players might be out and all that.
I think I'd like a strong Leeds team. I feel like we just need to win and get some confidence and some momentum.
Yeah.
But then my fear is that we play a strong team and lose and everyone's miserable and sad. But what I really don't want is what we did at Wolves and take a bench of kids that there is no intention of playing, because a lot of the under-21s that were on the bench at Wolves had played either the day or two before, and a lot of them had played 90 minutes, and you think, well, they're clearly not going to get on here. And it was just because we were in that game as well until the last sort of 20 minutes or so, when you think, oh, come on, let's have a bit of impetus off the bench, and then we just didn't have that option. So even if he does change a few players, yeah, we can't afford to do that, I don't think.
Would you play Gelhardt up front instead of Rodrigo? Do you want to risk Rodrigo in this game? Or
I think he deserves a go at some point as well, doesn't he? Because giving him 2 minutes in every game is not doing him any
favours. It's just a waste, isn't it?
Yeah, I think he's probably worth a go with Rodrigo on the bench, obviously, to come on.
My fear is with Gelhardt, though, is that you know, he gets a chance in the team and he might play an hour or whatever. And if he doesn't score, everyone's like, fuck, he's lost it, hasn't he? What's happening with Joffe? And you think, well, he does just need a run of games and some minutes. And it's touches on the ball that Hayden Evans always talks about with his young players, isn't it? Mm. Like when he's coming on for 5 minutes, I've been checking stats previously, and there's times when I'll have like two touches. What's he getting out of this?
And you've not even got to the speed of the game there, yeah, exactly. Let alone done anything, have you? Yeah, it does make you wonder. I wonder if, depending on what happens in terms of, you know, takeover, assuming that's done by the summer, you know, fingers and toes and everything else crossed that we stay up, whether if they bolster the squad, whether Joffe has a loan next year just to get his air miles up, basically.
Possibly, yeah. The defence is interested in this because we do have options because Ayling has been playing, but do you put Rasmus back in to give him a game? Do you put Werber in? Do you give Llorente a go?
A league debut. A Leeds debut at Cardiff just gives me fears for Werber's own personal health.
But he's not been scarred by the past. Like, you know, we sit here and we have an half hour bloody existential crisis every time we talk. Werber, we haven't ruined him yet. Maybe this is the time.
On Victor Olsen's video, he included some Cardiff fans throwing bottles at Leeds fans in 2002 and Sam Haman patting his head.
Piss and coins sailing through the netting.
This is Cardiff. It's nice, this. As Phil was saying, it's a different stadium.
Yeah.
It's a bit friendlier.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah, well, you're probably going to have to put Werber in, aren't you? Maybe we'll do some absolutely wild, like play three at the back, who knows?
Yeah, passing it and that.
Going to try that.
Yeah, and I think probably Aronson needs to be dropped as well because he's been...
Who are you dropping him for now?
Although, do you not think like a game like this is the sort of game where you could potentially...
Against a physical lower league championship side, it'd be perfect.
But play yourself back into form where the quality of the opposition, with the greatest respect to Cardiff, is not going to be as high as the Premier League. And maybe, you know, you just can find that little yard of space and do some Aronson-y things.
Mm. Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I feel like I'd rather get Jackie fit.
Yeah.
And because he's a more reliable player, isn't he? From what we know.
And he looked quite hot when he came back didn't he? Against West Ham.
So change all the team and it'll be fine. That's what I'm saying.
Good. Hopes, fears for this one then? We know what the fears are, don't we? We fear what happened 20 years ago.
We should win. We absolutely should.
You sound really confident.
We should win. There's no... I can't pretend we shouldn't win because we should. We're a much better team than them. But
isn't it wild? I mean, I'm just looking at the fixtures, the previous score, sorry, that you've put on this sheet, Michael. And isn't it absolutely wild that we've ended up drawing them almost 20 years to the day? It's just the football gods. They sometimes laugh at you, don't they, I think?
The FA Cup draw is a regular spot for them to do that, I feel. We always get a shit away draw, don't we?
Mm. That's the thing, yeah.
Or Arsenal.
It's the thing I always hate with the FA Cup is that when we inevitably lose to a lower league opposition, it's always presented as, oh, cup shock. Leeds are out by...
It's not shocking anymore.
And you think, who is this shocking?
but it does tell you a story that it's been shown on ITV here in this country, doesn't it? That they expect a half-decent game. Do you expect a half-decent game? I'm actually looking forward to this. I don't know why everyone's so scared anymore. This is fun, isn't it?
Well, I mean, it's one of those, I don't think we're going to win the FA Cup. So it's almost, I cannot be concerned about it. We might
do a Wigan, you never know.
Would you take that?
I would.
We've had this discussion before
and said at the time, would you accept relegation and winning the cup? I think the more time that passes, I would. Yeah. The glory of seeing us actually go to Wembley and win something would be amazing because the last time we did it was 30 years ago. Actually nearly 31.
It's quite a leap to suggest we're going to win the FA Cup at this stage, but yeah, if offered as a deal, I think I'd probably take it.
A deal with the devil. I mean, what a day out that would be.
Yeah, let's win the FA Cup. Right, we've decided it now.
So we'll accept that half of the bargain.
Yeah.
We don't have to go down.
I think only half of this is likely to happen, sadly.
Don't be so negative. I'm actually...
Point appealing it when we've been relegated. Saying, when's the final then? Is that next week? Do we get to play in that?
Was it you who was talking about this, Michael? Steer clear of the phrase free hit, but you can go into this game with there's no real pressure on the outcome. Of course, we don't want to lose. And if we lose to these lot, it could, you know, spiral the negativity out of control again, couldn't it? But the other side to this is that you can go in and play with slightly less fear because your league status is not on the line.
Mm. Yeah, possibly. Although Jesse will maybe feel his job is kind of on the line. So maybe he'll be telling everyone not to be stressed again while he himself stands there with it ashen-faced, gibbering about the place. So, yeah, we'll see. I think there might still be some pressure on this.
Yeah, there is always pressure in every form of football, isn't there? Because there's a huge paying audience that's watching you. But, you know, let's try and enjoy it, shall we? We don't get that many cup games.
No, we don't.
We get like, you know, two or three a year if we're lucky. It's a rare beast, so let's enjoy having one now. And and we'll win it. What do you reckon, Rob?
Yeah, let's win it. Big away end down there. We've not heard Jesse speak yet in his press conference, but I'm sure he's not stressed at all and everything is going to be clear like he likes. And we are going to win 2-1. I don't know.
There is something to be said for that away end, I think, actually. The size of the allocation. It'll be a nice reminder of what was good about the Championship, which was plenty of away tickets in a number of grounds. And yeah, not the sterile atmosphere you get in so many Premier League grounds where the away end's the only one singing. It probably will be sterile because it's a Sunday afternoon, isn't it? And it is in a new modern bowl. But all the same, Leeds fans turning up in numbers. You expect Cardiff will turn up in numbers. It should be feistier than we're used to in the Premier League.
Yeah, I would say so. Let's enjoy it. You can tell I'm looking forward to it.
I mean, Moscow will be back for the match ball, so yeah. I can go to the pub and enjoy it there instead.
Be back to tell us how it's good that we've lost.
Yeah, Michael, give it up, man. We'll win. Come on, Leeds win.
Yeah, go on.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Leeds win.
Yeah.
And I'll have a Leeds win. Just like we all predicted for West Ham.
Oh, yeah.
So we got anything else to add to this one? Or shall we head off and return with the match ball on Sunday afternoon when Moscow joins us again? I'm glad he's coming back. No offence, Rob.
Cheers, mate.
Christ, that's very harsh.
I love having Rob here as well.
Yeah, I'm glad he's coming back, actually.
Rob brings youthful enthusiasm to the party all the time.
You keep saying that. I'm not sure it's true.
Final bit of advice. If you do come across Gary Medine, and he asked what team you support, just tell him you're not into football.
Right.
Because someone told him they supported Sheffield United and he broke their jaw. And that's what he went to prison for.
Would it be better to say Sheffield Wednesday or just to plead the fifth?
I think do a foreign accent and walk off. You don't want to anger him in any way.
Fine. And that's all established, is it?
Yep.
Great.
In a court of law.
Good. Match ball returns on Sunday. Phil Hayes Show, Monday edition on Monday. We'll be back with all that in a bit. See you soon.
The Square Ball Podcast.